The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I am your host, Raider Greg. Hours before the 2026 draft for the NFL, we got to talk about a couple things. I'm going to lay it on you, short and sweet, here on show 684. Right, Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have stroke me, everyone saying that the Raiders should not pick Fernando Mendoza as our quarterback with pick number one. What a load of manure of all kinds that has been coming out, especially Mr. Nick Wright of First Things First. Who is, of course, a Chiefs. His lips are glued to the Chiefs' ass, for sure, I got to tell you that. But his take is especially juicy and, you know, kind of parrots a lot of guys that don't want us to be successful. Go figure. Our next story will be the passing of a champion. Rod Martin, linebacker extraordinaire, picked in the 12th round by the Oakland Raiders, a champion of champions, a heck of a guy. I had an opportunity to interview him at a Biletnikoff, a crab feed event, a charity event. It was great. That's for Tracy's House of Hope, for those who don't understand or know. But that will be that. A champion, a true record breaker. A legend Raider for sure that you should know for real, and you should be wearing his jersey as well. That and the bone line should just wrap this show up so we can move on. The draft is here. Doors open. I can feel a draft. A very sad day for the Raider Nation, especially those of us that have been around for a little bit. The passing of Rod Martin is no small event. If you're a Raider fan, even hanging on to the bandwagon, you should know this guy's name and his record that I doubt will ever be broken in the NFL as far as Super Bowl interceptions. 3 in one game. Yes. And in that particular Super Bowl, which Plunkett got the MVP, Plunkett couldn't believe it because he thought that Rod Martin deserved it more because of his contributions, not only in this game, but in the other Super Bowl against the Redskins as well. The USC standout picked in the 12th round for the Oakland-Los Angeles Raiders was a fierce competitor and one of the defense that was crazy and feared in the league. I mean, he was there with all the other greats that made it difficult for other teams to do anything besides go get bandaged up and hit the ice bath after a game. For real. Rod Martin was a character, super cool dude. Had an opportunity to speak to him several times.
Raider Nation video cast with none other than Rod Martin, famous 3 interceptions Super Bowl man. Look at him, 3. Let me ask you a question, my friend.
Yes.
After your second interception, what was your spirit doing, man?
My spirit was going on to the sideline saying, telling Willie Brown, "Brown, I got some more in me." He said, "Go ahead, Rod, get some more." No. And that was just so inspiring from the great Willie Brown to tell me to go out there. And I still remember him running, what was that? I don't know. It seemed like it was like 100 yards to me, running in the Super Bowl interception, 100 yards for a touchdown. And for Willie Brown to say that to me, I was so inspired to go out there to do it, have another interception in me.
Well, how did you feel, man? Super Bowl. You were there on the show, the whole world looking at you, man. You made a huge impression. And you know the fan base we have right now? I'm telling you, Rod Martin is a huge part.
First of all, it's nothing like Raider fans. We have fans throughout the world, and it's so gratifying and so rewarding. When I travel around the world and I have fans come and say that they are Raider fans and they love the Raiders, and they've been Raider fans since, you know, 1960 or whenever it was. Hey. Yeah, that's my roommate, Jeff Barnes, you know, but that's all good. But it's so gratifying and rewarding to see that we have support, so many fans around the world. It's so great to have that spirit and the way the fans come out and appreciate the ball game that we played. You know?
Oh, man, it still goes on. It still goes on. People got your stuff all over their wall.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah,
still.
It does.
And I want to thank you. Thank you for being an awesome Raider and still being a Raider for life.
Right on. Raider for life, and that's the way it is.
Rod Martin, man.
A good Christian man, for sure. So he's not lost. I'll tell you, he is found. And God rest his soul. But if you want to know about Raider history, Rod Martin is a man you should follow. You should look at him, his toughness, his grittiness, and his smile, and his joy in the game. Rod Martin loved football. He was a football phenom that loved it, and his smile said everything just as much as his scowl meant everything on the field. He had a look that would melt your face. He had a smile that would warm your heart. Rod Martin, 1954, April 7th was his birthday. He passed on April 18th, 72 years old, and just passed his 72nd birthday. So cheers to you, Rod Martin. Salute to you being the champion that you are, and will go down in history as a Raider legend. And, you know, Rod Martin was everywhere. He was at draft parties. He was at all the charity events. What a guy. Contribute consistently to the Raider Nation and to the Raider organization. Integral part of this team. He will be surely missed, guaranteed. God bless you, Rod Martin, man. Thank you, brother, for all the crazy, awesome games that you left on the field for the fans of the Raiders, the Raider Nation. For real. Thank you, brother. Stroke me. Yes, Nick Wright. That's what I'm saying to all you losers trying to steal the joy from the Raider Nation.
Stroke me.
Yes, as the draft quickly approaches and guys from all over the world under all the rocks and all the slimy places, especially Nick Wright, who is a Chiefs suckwad. Yes, his lips are glued tightly to Andy Reid's ass. That's right. So, all these characters like to say Fernando's not for the Raiders. They're not ready for him. He's not ready for them. What else? Oh, he's too this. He's too that. He's not enough this. He's too much of that. They can't protect him. They can't defend him. They can't give him people to throw the ball to. He has no running backs. This is the garbage that we have been having to listen to from time to time. If you look and listen to mainstream media at all, the pundits, some of them, are real puns, if you know what I'm saying. They're pun its for sure. Pun shits, I guess. But just the sheer gall for them to say that the Raiders aren't deserving or aren't capable. You know, looking at our staff and our coach and our new assistants being absolutely remarkable, which is also something that's coming out from underneath the same rocks. They're afraid that we're going to start to get good. Oh, my goodness. We can hardly wait. Fernando Mendoza will be the first pick in this draft for the Las Vegas Raiders. End of frickin' story. And the fact that you guys thought you were going to swing in for some last-minute Raider move that, like, you know, please. And I say please in the nicest way. Shut up. I love it. You know, I just love it because the fear is real and the other fans of the AFC West are feeling it too. Trust me, nothing is lost on this group of outstanding coaches and now all outstanding coaches. Our division is going to be crazy after this acquisition. And our first couple of seasons, man, this is our time. Mark it down. Raider Greg, the guy who always sees through the crap, is saying, this is our time, Raider Nation. Don't miss it. Just enjoy it. I'll say it again. I'll say it all the time. You'll see people who'll come out of the woodworks who'll say, I've always been a Raider fan. Let them be. Teach them the history. Let them understand what it is to be a Raider fan and how painful it can be. You know, I'm sure they're not going to have any of that painful experience from us, those of us who've been in it for a while, but enjoy them, welcome them, teach them, because this wagon's going to fill up quick. And those fans, once they get it and all you guys understand it, they'll never get away from it. And good for us. The nation can grow. It always can. So welcome those new guys that you know didn't even have a clue of who the Raiders were. But now that they're winning, they're all over it. That's okay. They're fans too. Yes, they are. It's a new time for the Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders are moving up, man, and you just watch it happen. And I can't wait for the fear in the face of the other three teams. Andy Reid, the Walrus, getting stressed out. Seen that happen. Sean Payton, seen him flipping out a little bit too. It's kind of ugly, but it's really funny. Pay attention. And Harbaugh. Now, he's very special because his face changes so many different directions when things aren't going right. It's beautiful. Pay attention to it because it's coming. And it's coming because we're going to be much better, much more prepared, and they're not going to be ready to face us now. I can hardly wait. Stand up, stand tall, Raider Nation. Wear your stuff every day because this is the time. Not that you didn't before, but this is the time. Just before it starts to roll, start showing everybody what you got going on. Don't be ashamed. I know it's easy to say, but it's real. It's coming. Represent and invite all those who are doubters into the fold. Because like I said, there's plenty of room on the bandwagon for every single person. Better for this team. I just need to add a couple of things to this as well, because you don't hear this from the pundits. You know, Fernando Mendoza is a sponge. He's gone over and above everyone as far as trying to learn the craft. He's gone to classes. He's gone to experts. He's gone to different quarterback classes, you know, and try to absorb as much knowledge as possible. He's a smart guy. He's very smart. He's very tall. But being smart, as Tom Brady will prove to you and has proven, makes a big difference in this league. And as a quarterback, man, please, I hope we don't muck this up, but I don't think we're gonna. I think our coach and the coaching staff is going to make this young man shine. And of course, you know, we don't know if he's going to start right away. There's another question. You know, I don't want him to start until he's ready to start. So if Kirk Cousins comes in and he starts slinging the rock and we start winning games, okay. But when it's time, when his time is ready, he's going to come in prepared and ready to go. That I know for sure, because that's who he is as a person, to a person. And that's what kind of the scuttlebutt is about who he is. He's a hard-working, smart kid. And the Raiders deserve this man, and he deserves us to make this comeback absolutely possible. And that is all I have to say about that.
Raiders are back and we bossing. Silver and black on the carpet. Trip. Greg in the booth since the 05. Yeah. Real fans, we don't do the talking. Nah. Commercial free, keep it authentic. Oakland to Vegas, we winning. Winning. Worldwide nation, we global. Global. New season energy, we different. Yeah.
Raider Greg, nationwide. Always free. Back, baby. We back. 05 till infinity. Out.
And we got the bone line coming up. We got some guys on here that were from a while back and some guys recently. But we got the calls and they're on the bone line. And we're going to slap them to you in just a second. Another quick thing that we've noticed in this team for this coach. The players don't have the Raiders insignia on their helmets. Yep. They're blank. They're silver. There's no Raiders, nothing on the helmet because they have to earn it. You know, I think this is a great thing. They've done it before. This is not the first time the Raiders have done it. Other teams have as well, but I like it. I like it a lot. We're going to have a lot of young kids on this team. We got 10 picks in this draft, 10, and I think four fourth rounders. This is a meaty draft. We got to take all the meat and we got to make it happen. Man, we are in a great position here and I just I'm just holding my doggone breath, not really, to see what happens. I just feel it's going to be a great, great draft. And boy, oh boy, we just need 30% to be first stringer players and we're off and running, folks. Off and running. Well, before I get to the rest of the callers, we have a So Says the Prez coming up on you right now from the Prez himself. What's happening, my good brother?
So says the Prez, words of wisdom.
We're up, 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 and stop the press. This is the Prez. What in the wacky world of sports is going on around here with the Raiders? Well, looks like old Maxie Max is still a Raider for the meantime, and I have no rebuttals about it. I hope you stay a Raider. If it's possible, you work that injury out and come on back. It's a little puzzling. Scratching my head. I have question marks coming out of my head like everybody else. I've never seen such. We've never seen such. What is going on? Just when you didn't think things could get any wackier, well, we're Raiders. We're used to it by now. Good job, Raider Greg and Raider Randy, keeping us all posted, as we already would know. Stay tuned. There's more from where that's happening. Always a something going on within the Raider Nation and the Raiders organization. So says the Prez again. Womp, 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 womp. Take care.
Raider Nation.
Yeah, you know, just when you thought the season was not going to have that kind of drama, fully agree with you, that we got the drama. The Max Crosby thing, I mean, the whole thing was kind of weird because he had the goodbye thing and then the party and then, you know, he goes there and they treat him like dog crap. Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. I'm glad we still have him. He's going to heal up just fine because that's who he is. And the other thing is, I can't wait to play the Ravens. That will be a really special football game. Whenever it happens, Max is going to come apart and tear them apart in that game. I guarantee it. Put the money on it right now. Love it, Prez. Drama, you know what? We better be used to it by now because I am. So let's get to the bone line.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go. The bone line.
7755 Raider. 7755 Raider.
Throw the nation a bone. Throw me a bone. Get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one. Don't be shy. How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line because we got some guys shouted out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are from the nation to your station.
And our real first caller of the show, from the desert to the sea. No, it's the Desert Raider, doggone it. Raider Sid is in the house. What's up, brother?
Raider Randy, Raider Greg, the Prez, Raider Nation, this is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. Hey, just had to make another quick call. This is uncharted waters that we're in, but you know what? The Ravens have screwed themselves this time, big time, because no one's going to ever want to make a big trade with them in the future after what they pulled, all right? Those motherfuckers got buyer's remorse, and it's a disaster over there, so they're taking a lot of heat, but you know what? Whether Max stays with the Raiders or goes and to another team, he is going to have a massive chip on his shoulders. He's going to come out, and he is going to shred. He is going to make the Ravens regret that they pulled off this shady scheme. So it's not the worst thing in the world to have Max Crosby on your team, right? So I'm okay with it. We might have to change some things around. Might have to change the game plan a little bit. But let's keep rocking, with or without Max. Hopefully with Max. I think we're going to end up kicking some ass. All right, Raider Nation, this is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. I'm out.
Well, you know they did him dirty. Everybody knows they did him dirty. He definitely knows they did him dirty. And the way they did it was fully disrespectful. And yes, I feel bad when we play the Ravens. They're going to feel every bit of that that hacky move. They made them look like amateurs, really. And, yeah, they always give us grief for things that we do. This, they deserved all the grief. But we got Max. You couldn't draft a guy like that. If you did, look what we got. We drafted him. He's homegrown. He's ours. He ain't going nowhere. He's staying, and you watch him play this season. It's going to be a wrecking ball. It's going to be crazy. I can hardly wait. And our next caller right out of Albany, New York, Raider Matty is in the house. Matty Raider, what is up, brother? I know you got a lot of stuff. You're always good. What you got today?
Yo, Bush League. Baltimore. This is Matty Raider, Albany, New York. Hey, so Baltimore backed out of the Max Crosby trade. They are unprofessional. They got cold feet. They got tired of being laughed at in the media, how Spytek fleeced them. So they decided to basically back out. Completely unprofessional when you have a deal in place. Let me say something. The surgeon who worked on Max Crosby was the same surgeon who worked on Lamar Jackson. He's world-renowned. They knew what they were getting into. Meniscus surgery. The entire league knew Max's knee. So they backed out so they could keep their draft capital. They signed Hendrickson today. Hey, take Hendrickson. Whatever, dude. He ain't no Max Crosby. He's good, but. So, thankfully, we have the cap room. Remains to be seen if Max stays. Maybe have some humble pie. Maybe he'll like the changes we've made on defense, but that's not why I'm calling. If he wants to go, then he needs to go. But what I'm calling for is Baltimore is now up there for me with the Chiefs and the Donkeys. They are a trash organization. You can say all you want about our losing seasons, but we don't back out of deals, and we didn't leave our free agents hanging when they did that. I'm glad the Raiders put out that statement. So that's all I have to say about that. I like some of the signings we've done, especially the linebackers. Gosh, we've needed linebackers forever. So what's your take, man? All right. Talk to you soon. God bless.
Oh, that's real good. That's real good. Because Chomp doesn't even really make it. Chomp's, you know, it was crooked. It was lame. You know, you got this guy who's got great character, Max Crosby. He's a good guy. He would have been a star on their team. But no, he stays with us as a star, which he's been from the get-go. And we got the cap room. He's going to fit into our defense because he has to. They have to make room for him. We'll see what happens. But he's happy. He's happy to be home. He's happy to be a Raider. He's back working hard. And trust me, they're going to regret every second of what they did, especially if we play him, bro. If we play him, our whole team will erupt over the Ravens, and I expect a pummeling, irregardless of the record. I feel you, bro. That was cheap. And straight out of Carson, California, the Carson Raider. Long time listener, man. He's one of the OGs. What's up, brother?
What's up, Raider Greg? This is Carson Raider over here in Carson, California. I haven't called in for years, but you know I've been listening to you since the iPod days, my brother. Since way before we even had anything close to what we have now. Hope everything's well. Thanks for holding it down. This is my favorite podcast to listen to. I'm always listening. But I feel like I have to call in because, you know, something's in the air, brother. You know what that is? It's actually the Raiders being a competent franchise, and it has us acting weird, man. There's no more uncertainty. There's no more anxiousness over things going sideways or crazy things happening, even though crazy things did happen with Max, but I'm glad he's back. Hopefully he can, you know, dominate with a chip on his shoulder. But you know what I'm saying, man. No more little boy moves. No more clown moves, man. It just feels like there's big boys in that room. Feels like John Spytek is really playing this good. Even when he did trade Max Crosby, I mean, he didn't back down from his price, you know. And then with free agency, we went straight to the trenches. It was really great, man. I'm super happy. I can't even explain to you how happy I am. I haven't even got to Clint Kubiak yet. But it just feels like our team is ready to turn that leaf. And I hate all the bandwagoners that are going to come on that haven't suffered with us at all. I mean, I've been having hope since Carson Palmer was traded to the Raiders. And I've been suffering ever since. So you can imagine how many things I've seen. And, you know, so I can't wait, brother. I hope we draft Fernando. Love that kid. I hope we, you know, have a great season, even if, you know, we don't go all the way, but just to see some continuity, some progress. I know it's going to look different. Anyways, love you guys, brother. Go Raiders, man.
Well, I'm saying it this year, and you know how doubtful I can be and how critical I can be, but I just don't see that this season. I see a fresh-looked, fresh coaching staff, fresh general manager approach. All the coaches that teach the players are outstanding individuals, many with Super Bowl rings. This is the time. This is the time all of us that have suffered, and you know what I'm saying, I've been waiting for. And yes, you heard me with the bandwagon. Yes, there's going to be people at the store, at the gym, you know, the mailman, whatever it is. I've always been a Raider fan. There you go. So what are you going to do? See, the way I look at it is, yeah, come on. You're going to get it. And when you get it, and when we don't do well, whoever knows when that's going to happen, then you'll understand what we've been through. But they don't have to understand it. They will pretend to understand it. They will kind of understand it. But just welcome them into the wagon. Welcome them, because you're not in the wagon, right? You're not even near the wagon, because you've been in the trenches, like you say. All of us that have been there can see this insane possibility. And I mean insane, because I never truly thought. I thought, well, we might. Or, yeah, you know, we got chance. That's not how I feel, man. I feel it's coming. It's coming. It's going to come hard and fast. And, yes, the bandwagon will be full. But who cares? The Raiders will be kicking some ass. And that's what I'm talking about, bro. And I know you are, too. And next, from North Carolina, you know him. I know him. Reuben, the North Carolina Raider. Just made that up. What's happening, my good brother?
What's up, Raider Nation? This is Ruben from North Carolina calling you. It's been a couple weeks since I called in, and first I want to start off that I want to give my condolences to Nebraska Raiders family. I was hearing all the different people calling in and giving the condolences, and I wanted to make sure that I did my part. I immediately heard the news about it, and I Googled on Nebraska Raider's name. I actually Googled Nebraska Raider, and I was able to find his obituary, so I got to see a face to the voice that I've been hearing so many years on the podcast. So my condolences goes out to his family. I'm calling because I'm listening to the latest episode, and Greg, it's funny hearing you speak about this whole Crosby thing going down, this failed trade. You know, immediately my thoughts were, well, he doesn't want to play with the Raiders anymore, or he doesn't feel like, you know, he wants to go to a better situation. Then so be it. You know, just come out, say it. Don't be around the bush. And when there's rumors before, you know, at the end of the season that his time was up, just come out and confirm it. You know, just be more transparent about your feelings with the fan base, you know, especially nowadays where players jump ship, or, you know, they chase the money or whatever more often than not. And, you know, you got fans spending a whole bunch of money on jerseys and stuff like that. And it's just, I'd rather have a player come out and say their true feelings than beat around the bush. Now, immediately after I heard about the trade, I immediately went to see if the Raiders were playing Baltimore. And sure enough, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but I think we do play the Ravens this season.
No, the Raiders do not play the Baltimore Ravens in 2026, but they do play them in Las Vegas in 2027, according to their future opponents listed on Raiders.com. The Raiders' 2026 home opponents other than their AFC West opponents are as follows: Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, and Tennessee Titans. The Raiders' away opponents other than the AFC West are Arizona Cardinals, Cleveland Browns, New England Patriots, New Orleans Saints, New York Jets, and the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be a great revenge game for him and the Raiders. Then, you know, as soon as we're all coming down from this shock of, you know, the trade, we hear that the trade was, Baltimore is backing out of the trade. So that gets me even more excited to see us playing the Ravens this upcoming season, because, you know, it's been said that, you know, he's come out and said on his own Instagram account that he's playing for the Raiders this year. So that's going to be a very, very interesting game to watch. I mean, to be there would be one thing, and it'll be awesome if, you know, Raider Nation come out in numbers in Baltimore and show love to the Raider Nation and show that Baltimore are a bunch of punk bitches for pulling that move. But other than that, those are my thoughts on this whole Crosby thing. I'm excited for the draft. I'm excited for all the picks that I...
Okay, on the Max Crosby thing, let me just put this to bed because I think I have. But I'm going to do it again. Yeah, he put out through his friends and stuff that he didn't want to be here. That's where all the scuttlebutt started. And then he was saying, no, I'm a Raider. I'm going to be a Raider, because he didn't know it was going to happen. But he did want to go. But he wasn't like, I'm out of here. I can't stand it. I hate the Raider. No, no, no. He was like, listen, this dysfunction can't go anymore. Think about it. Being in a company that is full of dysfunction, and they have an opportunity to go somewhere that's not. Of course. I mean, why not? It's not for the money. He makes plenty of money. He's made plenty of money. So it is kind of his leak, but he didn't want to be that guy. He didn't want to say, I don't want to be a Raider anymore, because he loves us. He's got tattoos all over his body. He's still a Raider, always will be a Raider, even if he traded. Even if he was traded, he'd be a Raider forever in my mind. So, yeah, and now he's back. I mean, to me, it was embarrassing enough. He had a party, he had the big farewell podcast. I mean, but he went in, if you listen to that podcast, it was tough for him to make that choice. It was hard for him. But now he's back, and that's not his fault. I mean, the Ravens are chumps. They're chumps and punks. I can't even believe how punky they are. Always look at him that way from now on, and I think we all will. But the thing is, Max is back, and he's not jacking around. He sees what we see. He sees the new coach. He sees the new coaches coming in. He sees the new direction. He sees the new attitude. He sees it, and now he feels it. He's in the building, and he's going to play better than ever before, I will tell you, because he's going to be happier than ever before, because we're going to have an offense that scores points so they don't have to be on the field all day. That's why he's going to be happy, and that's why it's going to be a better situation. And yeah, it was kind of weird the way it came down, but I'm happy he didn't come out and say he didn't want to be a Raider, because that's not the truth. And now he still is one, and I'm happy, bro. I'm glad he's still here. And our next caller again, Ruben, is back. What do you got for us, man? I think I like this take.
Good morning, Raider Nation. This is Ruben from North Carolina calling in. We signed Kirk Cousins. Oh my goodness, it's early in the morning. Anyways, so we've got Kirk Cousins, seems like on a 1-year deal. I know reports are 5 years, but it's more of a one-year deal where the rest of the contract is not guaranteed. But for all those out there who are, you know, asking him when did the Raiders go after Derek Carr, you know, he's willing to come out of retirement. Well, Derek Carr is still under contract with the Saints, meaning the Raiders will have to trade for Derek Carr. And I don't think any team is willing to give up any kind of draft capital for, you know, an older quarterback like Derek Carr. But yeah, you know, we got Kirk Cousins. We'll see what he does. Everybody's calling him a bridge quarterback for Fernando Mendoza to become the starter in the year after that. But until I hear Fernando Mendoza's name being called in the draft and he's holding up that jersey and that hat with the Raiders logo on it, I'm still holding my breath because you know how this league is. Anything can happen. But on that note, I hope everybody has a good Easter. Stay safe and spend your time with your family. Bye.
You know, it's funny you should say that because I'm thinking, are they going to do that? No, they're not. I don't think they're going to do that, dude. I think Cousins is a perfect football geek. He's a football geek. They did a special on quarterbacks, I think three of them, a while back. And I watched Kirk Cousins' special. He is a good man. He is a Christian. He's a good father. He's a good husband. And he's a great teammate. And he's not fakey or weird. He's got quirky. He's geeky. He's very much like Fernando. He geeks out on football. That is the relationship they're going to have together. They're two football geeks. Awesome. I can't wait. Because Fernando's going to learn a lot from Cousins. He's got a lot of experience. And Fernando's going to take that experience and put it to work. I think this is a great signing. I think this is where we're going. And yes, I'm afraid, you know, of them not picking Mendoza, I'm going to just drop dead if that doesn't happen. Know it for sure, because we got to have it. This is our future. And I think everyone, including the Raider brass, sees that right in front of our face. Our future is Fernando Mendoza. Boy, oh boy. It's going to change the whole AFC West. And last, but never least, my good brother from Forestville, California, Rada Joe, is in the house. What do you got for us, my good brother? He's been a Raider fan forever. It's a long time, Joe. What do you got?
Hello, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Raider Joe from Forestville, California. I was saddened to hear of the passing of Raider great Rod Martin. He played with an intensity seldom matched by any others. Three interceptions during Super Bowl 15 at the expense of the Eagles, Rod Jaworski, that was amazing. But Rod Martin's intensity I remember the most was when the Raiders were playing the Denver Donkeys on November 24th, 1985. The game was tied. It went into overtime, and the Raiders sent Rod Martin out to the middle of the field to make the call, and John Elway called tails, and it was heads. God rest your soul, Rod Martin. I hope you knew your Savior Jesus. This is Raider Joe. I'm out.
He was a scary player. And like I said, his smile was great, warm your heart, but his scowl, that'd make you quiver just a bit. He was a great player. You know he was. One of many moments that he gave to the Raider Nation over his 10 years, 11 years with the Raiders. And not only that, the countless times that he was at charity events for veterans and Children's Hospital and just over and over again, using his time and his talents to spread the Raider Nation. Also, to show who we are as a fan base. He was a good dude. And I believe he was a Christian, honestly. So, like I said, he's alive with Christ, I believe, anyway. Joe, love the call. Please keep calling, brother, because I love it. Well, that will do it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast. or excuse me, like Randy says, Raider Nation podcast. There's no the. Oh my gosh. Long story short, drops tomorrow. Tomorrow night. We're going to be there. We're going to be ready. We're going to be sitting and ready to watch in Pennsylvania as the tide of the Raiders has turned to something fabulous. It's just the beginning, folks. And this draft is going to really bring us to the next level. And you should be pumped, as all of us that seen this movie before are. Raider Nation, I love you guys so much. And I am Raider Greg, and I am out.
Yo, you're locked into the Raider Nation podcast with the one and only Raider Greg. This ain't just a game, it's a brotherhood. Silver and black until the dirt just win, baby. Let's get it. Raider Greg.
All we know is the silver and black. Pistol grip, we never look back. Never. We're sliding for the nation every day. Slide. Autumn wind coming through the bay. Now remember the losses, they fuel the ambition. Now we winning, it's a cold-blooded mission. Al Davis watching, the spirit remains. Victory running right through our veins. All we know is the silver and black. Pistol grip, we never look back. We're sliding for the nation every day. Autumn wind coming through the bay. Built this bond in the heat of the fire. Loyalty the only thing we require. Raider Nation, we the kings of the dirt. Put the whole world on a shirt. On a shirt. Just win, baby. Raider Greg in the building. Silver and black until the end. And no fake friends, just a man. Raider Nation podcast, yeah.